Talk Live. We're launching in hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. We've been from everywhere from intellectual property all the way to this insanity called vaginal plastic surgery. We've been everywhere tonight, so bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Going right into the phone calls. Let's talk to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, all.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wanted to report this story that I actually heard about from a coworker today. As he was driving into work, he passed the police station in Troy, New Hampshire, a small town south of Keene.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a man became disgruntled, stole a bulldozer, and rammed it into the Troy police station three times, essentially destroying the front of the police station.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I can't say that I'm happy to see taxpayers' money destroyed in that fashion, because they're simply going to build it again. And but it does go to show that sometimes the bureaucrats just screw with people a little too much.
Push them too far, and this is what happens.
Apparently this guy had over 20 traffic violations or something.
So yeah, so I've actually got the story here from the AP. It says here that Stanley Bird, who's 34, said the police drove him to it. He says, I've been harassed to the point this has brought this to, wearing a T-shirt at the time that depicted a construction excavator saying, I want an investigation started. Bird has had numerous run-ins with the local police, including 20 driving offenses. He recently was released after serving 12 months in the county jail after being convicted of being a habitual motor vehicle offender. And the bulldozer
never
incident,
heard of that.
He was charged with criminal mischief and reckless conduct with a deadly weapon, as well as driving and probation violations. So, you know, he pulled one too many U-turns, and the government put him in jail for 12 months, and he was a little ticked off about that.
Yeah, so, well, it's probably not going to help him out anything what he did. But
no,
I thought
likely
it was,
not.
I thought it was rather amusing when I heard this tale.
Obviously, he felt like he had nothing to lose at this point. I mean, they already stole a year of his life. He figured he'd, you know, keep messing with the cops at that point. They want to mess with him, he's going to mess with them.
It takes a real financial burden on you when you go to jail for a year.
Absolutely.
Well, let's not forget the financial burden that's put on the taxpayer. How much money do we have to pay in order to keep this guy in jail for a year?
Driving offenses.
$50,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year?
Right. Not worth it.
And I like at the end of the story that I have, it talks about a different incident by a guy who was harassed by zoning battles with his town somewhere in Colorado, and he actually fortified a bulldozer and went on a rampage destroying, I think it says, six buildings.
Yeah, there's video footage of that.
Is
that the Killdozer story?
Yeah, it's called the Killdozer. And, not only did he fortify it, but he actually made it, like, bulletproof and that sort of thing. I mean, it was just an awesome, just this destruction vehicle, this tank that he was just destroying the city hall and the
right, and as the bureaucrats get more and more invasive on people's lives, you're going to see more and more of these incidents where a man is driven to desperation, and he's not. It's not going to be one in a hundred. It's going to be one in
a million,
a hundred thousand or whatever. But this is going to happen. There's a story from down in Florida from a few years ago where some guy who just couldn't get the zoning board to see things his way went into one of the city buildings and capped like five bureaucrats.
There's another story from here in New Hampshire. Carl Draga, back in the late 1990s, the zoning bureaucrats would not allow him to make some changes to his backyard, and he was just in this major situation with the city over this. It wasn't any big deal what he wanted to do.
It took years and years.
And he eventually just, popped one of the people in the head and then killed a couple cops, and they took him out, obviously.
Obviously, there's no winning in these circumstances.
Right. And they've gone out of their minds, and they're fed up and they're willing to do what it takes.
Right, and that's really where it comes to, because when you're dealing in the case of Carl Draga, look, it's my backyard. I should be able to do what I want with it. I can understand where the guy is coming from, and there's all this paperwork and
you have your permit.
They want all this money. You do a site plan to be able to do what you want. That costs several thousand dollars, and then they say no. We want such and such, so and so. You needed a new site plan, another couple thousand dollars in order for them to say no.
It'd be easier to just bomb the zoning board.
Yeah, it's a lot like school kids, when they go crazy in school.
It's a lot like that,
no point.
Yeah.
Where they just snap.
Except the school kids will shoot their fellow students, whereas people like this are actually attacking the source of the problem.
Well, I think that what you just said, I mean, essentially the kids who go on these rampages shoot the fellow students who were mean to them and have been making fun of them, so it's the same idea.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, they might, you know, I don't know. Obviously, whenever somebody goes crazy, they're just,
Who
knows what's going through their head. But before I go, Dalebert would like me to mention that going along with the surgery thing, he thinks that guys should get their tongue lengthened surgery or some crap like that.
What?
He's talking. Oh. He was talking about it in the studio cam chat room.
Yeah.
And he says that instead of women getting these surgeries, men should get their tongue lengthened or something.
No thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate it.
I have enough trouble biting my tongue now and then. Yeah. I certainly wouldn't want it any longer.
1-800-259-9231. Look, this is why what we're doing on Free Talk Live and the Liberty Movement is so important. Because if we don't turn government around, if we don't turn this incredibly large, bureaucratic, intrusive government around and make it drastically smaller as soon as possible, more incidents like this are going to happen. More cops are going to get killed. More buildings and city property are going to get destroyed. People are going to get arrested. There's going to be more incidents. And that just makes it, that just gives the government more of an excuse to start cracking down on people. Oh, we've got a problem with people running bulldozers into city buildings. We're going to have to put up barricades. We're going to need more police presence. We need to hire more cops. We need to have cameras in the streets. I mean, the more violence you use against them, the more they're going to amp their violence on, up against us. And, of course, violence begets violence. So the more stuff like this happens, the more the government's going to do to intrude in our lives. The more stuff like this will happen, and so on and so forth. And we need to turn this around as soon as possible.
That's right. Free Talk Live, saving lives every single night.
We're trying to, at least. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jared in Tennessee. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, everybody.
Hey there.
I just wanted to get in on this circumcision conversation.
Sure.
I just started tuning in late, and I didn't know if you discussed the male circumcision aspect.
We touched on it, not really so much tonight.
And we actually didn't necessarily talk about female circumcision, but female plastic surgery.
Okay.
But yeah, you're welcome to comment on circumcision.
Yeah. What do you have to say about male genital mutilation?
I wish mine hadn't been cut.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. Actually, it didn't bother me until here recently.
But,
I didn't realize what I was, you know, what was truly taken from me.
And right, nor did I. I didn't realize it until I saw the Penn and Teller episode.
You're born with that. I mean, I always thought that was just how I was born.
Right.
I mean, for the longest time, obviously, not when I got older, but
the fact is, they stole nerve endings from you.
Exactly. What is this all about? I don't understand.
Great question.
Right. What if you wanted to surgically alter your, you know, young male child or even female child? What if you wanted to remove one of their arms?
Should
we allow parents to do that? I think that circumcision is child abuse.
Now, hold on. That didn't answer his question. What is it all about? Look into the history of circumcision, and you'll find that it's all about desensitizing the male genitalia. And it happens. There is also female circumcision, was even worse.
Right.
But it's all about making it so sex is less pleasurable, so in theory, you'll want it less, which, of course, isn't true. It doesn't, I mean, yes, it may make it less pleasurable in that you don't have as many nerve endings as you did before, but it doesn't mean that you want it any less. And so this was actually brought about by Puritans. It was brought about by religious freaks that wanted to...
Kellogg and Graham.
Yep.
Kellogg.
Make your cereal.
And Graham crackers. These are the guys that went on some kind of weird, zealous...
they were advocates.
Religious...
Advocating it.
...crusade to, you know, and basically they didn't want boys to touch themselves. They said that it would reduce the incidence of masturbation.
Worked.
Self-sullying or some terminology that they used. Bizarre
stuff.
How did
this idea propagate? How come it's maintained itself so long?
Jews did it at one point.
Fortunately, it is going down in popularity. As I understand it, it used to be in the 80s, 80% of males were circumcised. Now it's 50.
I heard 70s is even more. I mean, I was born in 73.
high.
Yeah.
Now it's 50%.
It's going down in popularity. That's good news. The truth is getting out. How did it propagate? Through the religious channels. People said this is what you should do to keep your kids closer to God.
Doctors recommend
it,
and they'll do it without your permission.
So blame Jesus. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And was Jesus circumcised? That's a good question. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
$10 from Midas, August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're born to be wild on that chopped-out superbike. But with motorcycle laws relaxing, easy riders are learning just how hard the road can be. Literally. When I come back, we'll get your motor running while avoiding big bangs.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Hopper and Fonda knew from experience the joys of the open road. Now, with motorcycle popularity on the rise, Harley Hogs are looking for new ways to make recreational riding safer for their weekend easy rides. ABS systems, CO2 vests, and fully integrated airbag technology improve a rider's chances in an accident. And weight sensors deploy the equipment automatically to keep the rider with the bike. The result is fewer injuries caused by a close encounter of the hard kind with other vehicles and road surfaces. So go, be free. But if you live to ride, then ride to live by obeying traffic laws. I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including the live, not the live streams. Well, those are there, but the archives. I haven't mentioned those yet. Archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. You just go and get them. They're free at freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Not only are they healthy, they're darn comfy, too.
No doubt about it. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to the Gourd Captain in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First, I'm going to tell you a story about possibly the weirdest substitute teacher I've ever had in the fifth grade. Sound a bit like some of your conspiracy callers.
Okay.
You see, in the fifth grade, during orchestra class, my orchestra teacher never shows up half the time. Well, more like 25% of the time. Still. Anyway,
go ahead.
So we have to go to the theater because none of the substitutes actually know anything about orchestra. And have a study hall. Only problem is that the substitute starts talking about herself and, how, she used to be in the Soviet Union, how America is so wonderful and stuff. But then she notes how she's glad to be away since the KGB killed her brother in the middle of the 1990s.
Hmm.
And then, how the Soviet Union never really went in, they're just hiding and they'll nuke us when we least expect it.
Yeah, that seems a little paranoid. Pretty sure the KGB was not around in the middle of the 1990s, but I'm sure the conspiracy theorists believe differently.
I think it's GUR took over for the KGB.
I'm definitely not involved with the KGB in any way and denying their theory. So, yeah. Anyway, she then, furthermore, said this was okay because she's going to die anyway because she smokes cigarettes every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll kill her off with a couple of years. She's, again, fine with that because the entire world's going to end in 2012 anyway when an asteroid hits the Earth, killing off all life.
Sweet. Pretty awesome.
You'd think if an asteroid was going to hit Earth and change everything, that the scientists would be frantically coming up with some system to take care of this asteroid. I mean, if we could divert this asteroid right now, it wouldn't take much, because obviously it's out somewhere as far as Jupiter or Neptune or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't take much of a divergence to keep it away from Earth. A pinprick, a pebble plunked against it right now would miss us by hundreds of thousands of miles.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
But that would be Michael Bay film. That's a fate worse than death. But anyway.
You didn't like Transformers?
Haven't seen it. I have seen The Island. Armageddon and Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor and The Island? Ooh,
I haven't seen any of those, and I've heard they're not so great, but I've seen The Rock, and I really enjoyed that one.
I'll have to take your word for that. But anyway, but after that, she said she dealt with a tale of her time in the Soviet Union. You see, she lived in the skyscraper, and one day there was an earthquake, and the building collapsed on top of her. Luckily, she somehow managed to end up underneath a bathtub, so she lived through the earthquake. But the problem was, it was several days before she was rescued, and she was starting to get thirsty. So she found this nearby butcher's knife, apparently underneath the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how it got there. But anyway, she was so desperate, she cut her wrists and started drinking the blood to stay alive.
I don't know if that would work. Would that work?
It tasted good.
Yeah, she's pretty weird, man. Thanks for the stories. We appreciate it.
You'd think you would...
Centric old substitute teacher.
You'd think you would go for, like the miners did there recently, you'd think you'd go for urine before you went for blood.
Now, did they find any of those miners? I mean, I saw a story...
I read something today that, in fact, I don't know, that they proposed what the miners had done. I don't know. I think that
are they alive?
I don't know the answer. I cannot answer.
Because I heard something on the radio
earlier. It's not the kind of story we normally do, so I just kind of skimmed over
right.
it. I heard something about them talking about making jokes about their wives, drinking urine, and eating coal. That's what I remember
eating coal? Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'll have to look into that.
It has to be biological at some point, right?
I was very curious about that, because the miners, you're talking about the Utah miners, right?
That's what I believe I'm talking about. I am almost entirely uninformed on this. I saw a headline.
I don't know a lot, but as what I understand is they got caught down in the mine. They sent in a rescue team to drill and get them out. Three of the rescue team members got killed in some sort of a cave-in, and then they called it off. Then earlier this week, I heard something on radio news
about how they're trying again, about how they're continuing to drill in 3 weeks later. And I'm thinking, 3 weeks? They really have, they don't have water under there? How can they possibly make it that long? Maybe they did.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll look into it. Maybe we can find the story. 800-259-9231. Let's see, real quick here. According to DailyTech.com, there's, in 2004, history professor Naomi Orksies performed a survey of research papers on climate change, examining peer-reviewed papers published on the ISI Web of Science database between 1993 and 2003. She found a majority of scientists supported the consensus view, defined as humans, talking about global warming, humans were having at least some effect on global climate change. Orksies' work has been repeatedly cited, but as some of its data is now nearly 15 years old, its conclusions are becoming, well, somewhat dated. Medical researcher Dr. Klaus Martin Schulte recently updated this research. Using the same database and the same search terms as the original researcher, he examined all papers published from 2004 to February of 2007. The results have been submitted to the Journal of Energy and Environment, of which Daily Tech has obtained a pre-publication copy. The figures are surprising. Of 528 total papers on global climate change, only 38, or 7%, gave an explicit endorsement of the consensus. If one considers implicit endorsement, accepting the consensus without explicit statement, the figure rises to 45%. However, while only 32 papers reject the consensus outright, which is 6%, the largest category, 48%, are neutral papers, refusing to either accept or to reject the hypothesis. Conclusion, there is no consensus.
There's no consensus on global warming, period.
On global climate change, no consensus.
So not even whether it's
how could there be?
Not even whether it's human made. The scientists aren't even.
Oh, I think they think there's some changes going on. I mean, we've known it's getting a little warmer, but that's not what this addresses.
What's it address?
This is addressing that humans were having some effect on global climate change.
Okay.
Are humans a factor? Is the question.
So there is no consensus. Right, and that's absolutely the truth. By the way, I did look up on Google. It was some Chinese miners that they found that managed to survive.
I heard that story too.
Okay,
yeah.
But why the hell didn't you save me?
I thought we were talking about the Utah miners.
How did I know? I said I read a story today.
Well, anyway, there you go.
Thanks. Got my back, partner. So the global warming.
Yeah, I was just letting you know on that.
I thought that's what we've been saying all along.
Well, how could there be a consensus? The idea that there is a consensus as far as what's causing the climate to change.
How could anybody know? How could you go about finding out what causes climate to change?
I guess you'll have to go ask the 6% that claim that the humans are indeed responsible.
Well, I know what they're claiming. They're claiming there's more carbon dioxide in the air now, and our combustion engines are causing an increase in carbon dioxide, and temperatures go up when there's more carbon dioxide. So poof. It's us. But what they fail to take into account is, what's referred to in the 1400s as the medieval warm period. Like, for instance, when Greenland was actually green, and when people thought it was a good idea to get on Iceland and populate the place. It was warmer then.
They also fail to take into account, and we're not scientists, but they also fail to take into account things that humans couldn't possibly affect, like, the temperature of the sun and how close it is to the Earth, that sort of thing. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
I think we should get to a story that we mentioned earlier this week, just didn't have time to get to. It's another California story, since we've got our friends out in KSCO land listening in Santa Cruz and San Jose. Mark, you had a story about a field, a Little League field, that was being harassed by, or the owner of which is being harassed by the zoning board, right?
Yeah.
And the Planning Commission, or whatever they're called out there.
You know, you always wonder with these sort of planning board stories, was this the original intent of the voters? When we put in place a planning board...
Did the voters put in place a planning board? I don't think so.
I don't even know. I would imagine they had to vote on it at some point
I imagine what happened is they voted in certain city councilors, and then the city councilors went ahead and created the zoning board. I don't think you. I don't think voters are asked to approve all of the boards and commissions that government creates.
Perhaps not.
Which we got a, when we went to, I'm filing for city council here, and we went to.
You have filed, actually.
Actually, yes, I have filed. I'm already getting nasty emails from slimy politicians.
You sure are. In fact, it's getting kind of dirty
out there.
In fact,
he's probably listening right now.
He might be. Hi, Fred.
A man built a baseball field for his 11-year-old son and his son's little league team. But this is not some fairy tale where the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson emerges from a cornfield to join the game. This is Danville, not Iowa. Someone did arrive to check out the Field of Dreams, but it was a city building inspector. The story heads into the late innings tonight when Danville's Planning Commission is set to weigh in on an unusual property dispute. It pits David Lowe, who built the field without permits, in a picturesque ridgeline.
How dare he!
Right, on a picturesque ridgeline against neighbors below who say the field's 14-foot-high fence screams prison wall and obscures million-dollar views.
Oh, well, just take the fence down, and then all the balls can go fly through your windows.
Yeah, what do you think about that picturesque view? Baseball coming through your window. Lowe, a private equity investor, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on the field, which has...
Is there barbed wire on the top of the fence? What are you talking about, a prison view?
What sort of
madness is infecting these people?
It has artificial turf, an enclosed batting cage with a motorized pitching machine, hookups for electricity and water. The views gave San Francisco's AT&T Park a run for its money. Mount Diablo to the east, Las Trampas National Park to the west, old oaks all around. Lowe calls it a place for neighborhood children to play baseball. His son, Greg, calls it really cool.
Yeah,
opponents call it Guantanamo Bay because of its fences.
Come on, this is satire, right? Is this real?
Yes, absolutely. It's out of SFgate.com.
My goodness.
Yep, sorry about that. The neighbors, many of whom are wealthy, would not build...
The neighbors, many of whom have forgotten what fun is all about.
Right, they're wealthy, though not build your own ball field wealthy. Want it removed as soon as possible, rejecting Lowe's proposal...
Turn that into a parking lot!
...to hide it by planting tall trees. You know, this seems to be the problem, the biggest problem in the wealthy neighborhoods. This wouldn't be a problem in a regular old working class neighborhood. They'd be happy to have the ballpark.
Mm.
But once people seem to get enough money, they believe they own everything that they can survey from their property.
Mm.
This is how it was at Longboat Key, where I came from, Sarasota, Florida. You know, the rich people zone and regulate the crap out of each other to the point where you can't change the color of your carpet.
You think it's because they just don't have anything better to do? Like, all they want to do is control everybody else?
I don't know. Maybe they fancy themselves all kings. It's ludicrous.
It's a sickness. It's some sort of disease, some sort of mental infection that these people have, that they just want to control other people's property.
I don't like the color of your house, and
you
want
it too high.
You're gonna have to cut those bushes.
Shut up. Go get
and
a life.
Some of the rules are so ludicrous.
Absolutely true. I lived in a community where they had a problem with a sago palm that I had, that a neighbor had.
That's an unapproved palm, sir.
It really, they called it a bush rather than a tree. It's a palm tree. So it got above 3 feet, and the guy wasn't allowed to have it anymore. They made him cut down his sagos.
Unbelievable.
Crazy stuff. These planning boards and these bureaucrats, in this case, it was, in fact, a building inspector, but...
We don't want our neighborhood to look like kids are having fun around here.
Yeah, God knows.
No fun allowed in Danville.
So, that's what's going on. Is the end of the story?
No, I can continue.
I want quotes.
Read on. All right.
I want quotes from these idiots. Give me an excuse.
Danville planners agree, citing local rules preserving major ridgelines. They recommend that the commission turn down a permit application that Lowe belatedly filed. The squabble could end up before the town council and the courts after that. In theory, the town could force the field's dismantling.
Of course it could. In fact,
what else is it going to do?
Well, after the fact, this guy's filing for the permit after he's already done the job. He has violated the rules, and so therefore they can just wipe it out if they want, probably at his cost. And they don't have to accept the permit, but if they do, that belated permit will cost probably 10 times as much as the original permit would have.
And it's all just...
Which he knew he wouldn't get. I bet you he knew he wouldn't get the permit because of all the, muckety-mucks that are living there that don't like kids having fun in their neighborhood. So he just figured, I'll go for it and see what happens.
Ask forgiveness instead of permission?
Yeah. It's a good way to live life.
Is the next guy going to point to a football field on the ridgeline? Neighbor Terry Rousseau asked while pointing into the black fence in her backyard.
What
is the next guy going to put a football field on the ridgeline? Apparently, Terry...
tennis courts. What's going on? What,
Rousseau.
Is basketball. What do we want? All these sports around here. Get this out of here. Mm-hmm. We just want to die and watch our television and garden.
In places like Danville, every plan to build on a ridge is controversial and tightly regulated. Planners are used to dealing with monster homes being plopped in once pristine hills. But say, this is their first time dealing with a ball field on a ridge.
You ruined our ridge.
And, right. That's the way it is. It's like their ridge. You didn't buy the ridge.
Right.
Just because you can see the ridge from your house doesn't make it yours.
Shut up,
otherwise,
you old bat.
If I'm your neighbor and I can see your car, I should be able to go and take it away from you. I mean, these people are crazy.
Right.
The Lowe's neighbors spent a lot of money on their houses and were counting on having a rural feel, said Vice Mayor Candace Anderson.
Then buy it.
No, hold on just a second. To have a rural feel, that's ludicrous. To think that you're going to build a house or buy a house and that there's never going to be any progress afterwards is absolutely nuts. And not
that's
what
the
people
Board of Planning Commission.
In fact, each one of these people would like to have something built in their neighborhood, whether it's on the ridgeline or whatever, they would like to have something, whether it's a Walmart to make life more convenient or a Target or a Macy's or a Nordstrom's or, I don't know, a Major League football, whatever it is. There's something out there that would make their life better, but they don't want anyone else to have a better life.
Sure.
And that's the selfishness that's propagated by these zoning boards.
It absolutely is.
By the way, I always like to bring up an example of... people say, oh, my God, we'd have chaos without zoning boards.
Houston.
Yep. One of the major 10 metros in the United States, Houston, has
number seven,
no zoning board or anything like that. And as an example, people will say, well, Houston sounds like crap then. I wouldn't want to be there. Well, in fact, the property values inside of Houston are more valuable than contained communities. Communities
right.
that are inside, completely inside this Houston city limits. That have their own zoning regulation.
And this is fascinating, too. Julie and I were actually talking about this today, in that, you know, the scare tactic is that if somebody advocates the abolition of a zoning board, inevitably the objection that comes up is, well, what if they open up, a junkyard next to me? And we'll address this here in a moment.
Well, I want to get one more quote here from the Vice Mayor Candace Anderson.
You should hold it.
Oh,
you should hold
so
it.
Good.
It's so good. So hold
All
on
right.
to it, okay? We'll keep talking about zoning. And if you've got a zoning nightmare story you want to share
if
with us.
If you live in the Bay Area of California, you do.
1-800-259-9231. Give us the worst busybody you've ever come across. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemed.com.
www.hartdiseaseinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your calls. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're talking zoning, and there's always a new zoning hell story out there to share with you. This one happens to come from Danville, California. And before we talk about Houston and why they're different and special there, you said you had a quote to share, but real quick to recap the story, in Danville, there's some old, you know, some muckety mucks that are complaining.
Right, the nice guy builds a park for the kids to play baseball in, and the neighbors, some of the neighbors, say it looks like Guantanamo Bay. It's got a big, it's not a ridge line. It's got a big wall and stuff.
It's ruining our rural
feel. Well, if it's a baseball field, shouldn't it have a wall so that baseballs don't go flying into people's windows?
Well, that would.
They just don't like it at all. They're just coming up with excuses as to why they don't like it. Anyway, that's just one example. If you've got a story for us, 1-800-259-9231. But you had a quote from the mayor on that particular case? Was that right?
This is the vice mayor, Candace Anderson, says, "My first thought when I saw the fence was, what were they thinking? It's a really nice thing to do for the kids, but you have to follow the rules.
Or else."
Right. You know, I understand that the vice mayor would be concerned with the rules and that kind of thing, but at some point the rules get so restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
The rules, aren't the most important thing in the world. For instance,
right,
if the family that hit Anne Frank had followed the rules, they would have died in a gas chamber. Not the family, but the Franks would have, which finally Anne Frank did die. But
not in a gas chamber.
But it was following the rules. And
right,
so the rules, the road to hell is paved with your damn rules, Candace.
Yeah.
Screw your rules. The fact is, the kids do need a place to play ball, and to have a nice park is a very good thing. I understand that you don't want your that people don't want their little ridge lines covered when buildings and that kind of thing, but they don't own the ridge lines. If they don't want the ridge lines covered in buildings,
buy them.
Let them buy them.
Yep.
Because if I own a piece of ridge line, I should be able to build what I want on it. Thank you very much. I don't care if it's your view or not.
You damn right. Was that the end of that
no,
quote?
No, it's the end of the quote.
Okay. So we were talking about Houston, right? This unzoned city.
Right. It's by no means a mecca for liberty or anything like that, but it is an anomaly in America.
Right.
It's the seventh metro in the United States, so it's a rather large place, and somehow good portions of the city managed to go without a zoning board at all.
Now, because it's such a large city, there are some areas within Houston that are, you know, little incorporated areas.
Right. There's other towns inside of Houston, towns or cities,
zoned,
or whatever you want to call them.
That,
yes,
that do have these centralized planning boards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that sit around and they've got their college degrees and I'm an expert in urban sprawl and we're going to make our city very beautiful
so
and
you
I
would,
know everything.
You would think having these experts employed and elected inside these cities, these municipalities inside of Houston, that, you know, it's in the very same area that, in fact, property values would be higher in the planned areas.
To prove.
Isn't that the idea behind a planning board?
Right.
Is that, and somehow it's going to make our property values better.
You know,
but
keep
in
the
fact,
riffraff out. That's
it's
sort of
not
that.
True.
What's the difference between a planning board and a zoning board? Because there's both in
Houston. They call them, the, you know, they're pretty much the same.
Well, you know, zoning's what you're allowed to build there, and then planning's, they've got a larger view.
Really?
I don't even know.
It
varies from municipality to municipality.
So you would think that they'd be, you know, they'd have a proof of concept, that they'd be able to say, well, look at us. We've got these high property values, and we're zoned, and you're not. But in fact, the unzoned areas rise in property value far faster than the other areas that are zoned. You have to ask yourself, why is that? Well, it's because the marketplace allocates resources better than central planning boards. That's the short version of the answer. But the other thing is that in freedom, in a free situation, and as far as we're talking about zoning and building property and, you know, upgrading property and all that is concerned, yeah, you are taking a risk by living in an unzoned area, by living in an area where someone could come in and trash their yard and park cars all over the place and make their property look relatively ugly. In theory, that could bring your property down in value. It will also make your property look better, so that's the other side of the coin. But you know, that is a risk that you are taking by moving into an unzoned area. The other side of that coin, however, is the other side of the risk, and that is that because you are unzoned, because there is no centralized bureaucracy you have to go to and beg for permission and pay thousands of dollars to get their permission to do things, because people have that freedom, they can take the money that they would have paid in permits or whatever and take that and put it into their property. They can upgrade their property without asking for permission. They can do all kinds of creative, original things that don't have to, you know, bow down to the code and to the official rule book. And because of that freedom, people can upgrade their property without having to ask permission. They can upgrade it faster. They can do it better. They can do it more affordably. And they can do different, more original things, thereby making property values skyrocket in comparison to the zoned controlled areas.
Now, the first thing that you're going to hear from somebody who's new to this concept of getting rid of a zoning board is go, what if my neighbor wanted to start mining for oil? Next door neighbor
how about
wanted
a dump?
To
how about a garbage
or make
dump?
A dump or start a pig farm. Well, okay. Let's. I'm not going to use terms like ignorant and not know anything about economics. I'm not going to go banding about ad hominem attacks like that. But why don't you go downtown to the most select piece of real estate, knock down the 50-story skyscraper, and put a house there? Because it's not economically feasible. It's
right.
A dumb thing to do. It would be dumb to take a city lot inside of your, in your suburban or urban area or whatever, take a city lot and turn it into a pig farm.
Right.
Pig farms need to be big so you can have a bunch of pigs. You make pig farms out in rural areas. That way you can afford the land. Why don't they go tear down the Empire State Building and put a pig farm there? God. And why wouldn't they mine for oil? Well, for one, it's likely that there isn't any oil in downtown New York City, Manhattan.
Right.
But and if there was oil, then, maybe it would be valuable enough. You'd have to do a cost-benefit analysis or anything like that. And also, we have laws for disturbing the peace and bothering your neighbors and those kind of things. If you're creating a foul odor at your house, I'm sure that there's some municipal ordinance about that. If you're making a bunch of noise that keeps people up at night, absolutely. Like the clanking of oil rigs, Derek sucking the oil out of the God knows where Danville,
right.
The ground in Danville, California.
Now, I wonder what's the difference, because we know that the zoned areas don't rise in property value as fast as the unzoned areas. But what about deed restricted?
I'm not sure that that's entirely true every time, but it does. Here is a great case.
It has been
the
case in Houston.
Right. The only place in the United States where we can really make a good example.
Right, because the rest of the unzoned areas are like Grafton, New Hampshire, which is nothing.
Right,
you know,
there's nobody
there. So it's a brilliant example to look at. And indeed, there are some, you know, anomalies. You know, there are houses that are next to the place the school buses are parked and that sort of thing. But okay, so don't live there if that's where you don't want to live.
Somebody
live
has
there.
To live next to where the school buses are parked.
Right, and the fact is that, you know, that's an interesting point in that the thing that that lack of zoning brings is total creativity in the marketplace as far as, well, you know, you've got these school buses that are parked in this place, and it might be convenient to have the school bus people maybe living nearby
right.
there.
Absolutely. You never know what the marketplace is going to do in a given circumstance. What if I want to live in town? I don't want to live way outside of town and make the long drive, but I can't afford most of the houses in town, but there does happen to be one that's sort of in this warehouse district kind of thing,
yeah.
and I can afford that. Who is the zoning board to tell me that I shouldn't be able to have that house, that house shouldn't exist?
Mark,
well, I'll tell you who they are. They're a bunch of officious bureaucrats that think they know better than you.
Mark, they're educated.
There is a hotel here. I guess you could call it a hotel or a motel here.
The motel,
here
the Valley Green.
And it's one of the trashiest.
I call it a no-tell motel. The words crack and hooker come up when I look at that place.
Exactly. It's awful to look at. It's just atrocious. And there was some talk, I guess, of somebody buying the property.
Right, turning it into a nice hotel.
Right, a four-story.
Hotel.
They have bought it.
They bought the property, and they want to turn it into a hotel. And the zoning board is considering not letting them do it because they said that they don't know if that's too big for
right,
them.
Right, the neighbors in the community are like, oh, my goodness. Four stories, it could block out the sun. You know, God knows what these people are talking about. But the fact is, you're going to have some Luddite. If you go far and wide enough and ask enough people, you will find some Luddite that doesn't want to do whatever good, honest, hardworking thing it is that you want to do. You want to feed the poor with, you know, by genetically reconstructing our waste. You imagine the greatest plan
right.
ever.
Now,
some jerk will come along and have some reason that he doesn't want it done.
Let's just keep things how they are. What's with all this change, you know? Progress is overrated.
I got no problem with conservatives, but I do have a problem with people that are against change just to be against change.
Right. And against change in order to control other people's freedom and to control other people's property. If you don't want to change, then you can just buy up a bunch of land and you can live on it your whole life and you'll never see another person walk by, and you'll never get to see new hairstyles or new clothing or new buildings going up or anything new. You can just stay all by yourself. It's possible. You can live that life. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night for the Live Saturday edition. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know